Adams, Adamly, Adamowski, Bueller, Burns, Burns, Burns. Joe, where are you going with that mic in your hand?
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
He is a glorious instrumentalist. And if you haven't heard La Via Strangiato, and he says he wrote the main theme of it in a dream, you just will be blown out the back door.
Class is in.
This is the Rock School Radio Show on the Rock School Radio Network. My name is Joe Burns. What's your name, kiddo?
Oh, wow. Tammy Burns.
Yeah, would you like that? I had all kinds of energy. You know what it is? Huh?
COVID?
Clean living.
Oh, I like that.
Clean living. That's what it is. You know, on my brain, I have two kinds of writing of songs, which I don't know where they're ever true or not. They always sound like PR to me. Like in a room, somebody said, hey, man, tell everybody you dreamt that song. And then there's another one where like, well, I wrote this song in 10 minutes. 10 minutes. I think Billy Joel said, you know, the song We Didn't Start the Fire?
Right.
With about 70 references in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I put that together in 6 minutes. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Come on. Those are the two that are together. Well, look, if you listen to 7 days and 70 seconds down at the bottom of the hour during this show on May 6th, 1969, Keith Richards sings a guitar riff into his cassette recorder and then falls asleep. The riff will become Satisfaction. This is just about the most well-known sleep-driven or drunk-driven riff that has ever been created. Apparently, there is a cassette that still exists, and if you're a professional musician, this makes sense. You have a little recorder of some kind, even your phone. It used to be a little cassette player back then, but something comes into your head, you click record, and you record it. I mean, it could mean nothing.
Right.
But then again, it could end up being Satisfaction, which is probably one of the top 10 rock songs ever written. Well, the story goes that Keith Richards is in a hotel room in Clear Lake, Florida, and he can't go to sleep because he's got this thing running through his head. He picks up a cassette recorder and goes, dun, dun, da, 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 da. And there's like 40 minutes of him sleeping because he fell asleep singing it. The next day, he takes it to Mick Jagger, and Mick Jagger's like, I've been thinking of something that's close to that. Yeah, sure you were. That's why you want the writing credit. But the fact remains, this may be the most famous sleep-induced song ever. Maybe, because the next time we come out, I'll give you another one. So that's what I'm doing. I'd like to, like I said, put together a show that, you know, I wrote this in 4 minutes. No, you didn't. I've written literally 4 albums worth of music. I've never written anything outside of like 4 hours.
Right.
I understand throwing something together. I understand that idea that God just dictated it to you. He's never done that for me, but I understand that. But we're going to deal with dreams in this one. And I looked it up. I'm like, have we never done this show?
I don't think so.
Well, you and I haven't, but it was done like way back.
Oh, with somebody else.
In 2016 when Chad P was the other guy.
Who's that?
And I listened to, he still listens to the show.
Oh, my bad.
He'll adore
hey, Chad.
That. When I listen to it, I'm like, wow, this is poorly done. So we're going to come back. We're going to do it again. A lot more has happened since then. So we should start doing this. Like
okay.
Do Rock School updates.
I love it.
When there isn't a show. And this is the hard thing. Music is so intrinsic that there is always a new topic. But when there isn't, I should probably just go look like 12 years ago.
Right.
What did we do? And redo it again. We'll call it a Rock School redo. What do you say?
I think it's a great idea.
Okay, so if you want to call this the first Rock School redo, rock and roll. We'll do that. So we'll play I Can't Get No Satisfaction, and then I have a list and a third of songs that were supposedly written in a dream state. And I'll tell you, again, I've written 4 albums worth of music and much more than that because 80% of what I've written is just awful. It's just the less awful stuff that has been committed to digital tape. So we'll tell you about all that kind of good stuff. And we also were going to talk about lucid dreaming. Do you lucid dream?
Always.
Do you even know what lucid dream is?
No.
And I will tell you all about it. Rolling Stones here on Rock School. Talking about songs that were written as part of a dream, you may not know The Prophets song by Queen. It was not a hit. However, Brian May said he was undergoing medical care in 1974 for a bout of hepatitis. What you doing, man?
That's not good.
What you doing on the weekend? He said in a fever-induced dream, he literally, so he said, and I know the word literally is silly, but literally dreamt the first 5 lines of the song. It's called The Prophet's Song by Queen, and there you go. You know the song Yesterday by the Beatles, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Paul McCartney said when he was 21, he woke up from a dream and had penned Scrambled Eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he said the original lyrics were Scrambled Eggs, oh my baby, how I love your legs.
Right.
And there's a few more that go with it. But he said he had a piano by his bedside. That makes sense to me. You're a musician, a professional musician. Have instruments near you at all points in time. And he got up and he found the chords to it very quickly. I understand that. And he said that an hour he was listening to records and such. Where did I steal this from? This is too good a melody.
Right.
Where did I steal it from? And he didn't steal it. And well, it became Yesterday.
We watched the recording of which album? Remember?
Oh, Let It Be.
And that's that's what he did with a lot of stuff, remember?
Right.
He would just start, he would just say, okay, this here's the sound. And people would start saying words. Basically, he would start saying words.
Right. And he would just go, baba doo da doo da, doo doo da doo da, doo da doo, baba doo ba da da. And it would become a song.
It was amazing.
It really was. If you haven't seen it on the Disney Channel, the Let It Be sessions, it's stunning because you know what the end game is. You know what the last thing will be. So you hear it at each step going, okay, I know where they're going. Speaking of Let It Be, says here, the Beatles were on the verge of breaking up. Paul had a dream where he said, Mother Mary. Now, a lot of people are of the opinion because in the song it says, Mother Mary comes to me, that he must mean the Virgin Mary.
Right.
He does not. He means his mother. Physical mother.
Oh.
And she said, and he said it was 14 years old when she started saying this to him. At least that's when he began remembering it. When things went bad, she said, let it be. Which is the equivalent of, hey, look, time heals all wounds.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah, it's going to be okay. As John Lennon said, it'll be okay in the end. If it isn't okay, it's not the end.
Ooh.
Well, I think that's a great thing. He also had a quote that said, life is what happens when you're busy making plans. You know what I mean? When people say, you know, oh, this movie isn't lifelike enough. What are you talking about? This is life.
This is life.
Making dinner, cleaning the cat box.
Boring stuff.
Boring stuff. That's life. Is that what you really want to watch? No, I want Michael Bay. I want, if two people are having breakfast and there's a salt shaker on a table, boom.
That's why shows like The Amazing Race are so good.
It is to me too, yeah.
Because you take people, just ordinary people.
Throw them in hell.
throw them into terrible situations and we watch them come out on the other side.
That's why Big Brother at least worked for a while. I think it's lost its oomph.
Right.
But you go find me 10 different people. Find me a straight white guy. Find me a person who is in a same-sex marriage. Find me an African-American man. Find me an Asian man. Find me, just find everybody from every walk of life. Throw them in a room. See what happens.
So why does reality TV, why does that work?
I think because people feel somewhat superior, like you love the housewives of Who Gives a Care.
Right.
I think there's something to it. They're rich. It's fun to look at the bling. But they're also living horrendous lives. You know I won't watch it.
Oh, I know.
When I'm in the room, I will leave.
You make fun of me.
If any human being ever spoke to me like those women speak to each other,
right?
Well, you'd be lucky not to get punched in the face.
I'm going to try speaking to you that way.
Well, I wouldn't hit you. But, I mean, you'd get laid out.
Right.
And I would never speak to you again. But you watch the show and it's like, you shouldn't have children. And the next day they're like, well, what are we getting for lunch? Are you kidding me? Get out of my life. Jimi Hendrix, 1967, Purple Haze, right? Jimi Hendrix says it was based on a dream that he had, and in his dream, the chorus came out, Purple Haze, Jesus Saves. Now, he switched it up, but in the dream, Purple Haze, Jesus Saves. Purple Haze, Hendrix on Rock School. Okay, coming out of Jimi Hendrix, talking about songs that were written in your sleep. Now, you were one of about 9 women at the Rush concert that I took you to in New Orleans. Rush, according to Alex Lifeson, the huge, and I mean huge, 12-part instrumental La Via Strangiato, he said, was created through a dream. If you don't know La Via Strangiato, number one, Rush, I swear their job is to show off how stunning musicians they are. And Alex Lifeson, who is the guitarist, is often, I don't know how else to say it, seen as third. You've got this drummer that's insane. You have this bass player that plays keyboard and bass and foot pedals and sings at the same time. And Alex Lifeson kind of seems to be over there. You know, thanks for coming along. And it's not true. He is a glorious instrumentalist. And if you haven't heard La Via Strangiato, and he says he wrote the main theme of it in a dream, you just will be blown out the back door at how good he is. But I do think he understands that, look, I'm third of the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be happy with it as well. Now, someone's going to get mad at me about that, but these things happen. You know The Police, Every Breath You Take?
Yep.
Yeah, Sting says he wrote it in a dream. Quote, the tune itself is generic, an aggregate of hundreds of others, but the words are interesting. I like the comforting love song sound of it. I didn't realize at the time how sinister it was. If you've listened to Every Step You Take, it's a stalker.
Right.
Yeah. I'll be watching you. Every step you take, every cake you bake, every leaf you rake.
Ooh,
you know, I will be watching you.
Oh, my gosh.
He believes it came out of his brain because he had just had a breakup with his first wife, Frances Tomley. And he says that's probably why the song is so sinister. Okay, fine. You know Todd Rundgren?
Mm-hmm.
Bang on me drum all day?
Right.
It really is. It's one of those things where did you get this phrase? I don't want to work. I just want to bang on me drum all day. And when you listen to it, you're like, this is just pure fun. It's like Chumbawamba type stuff.
Right.
Where'd it come from? Well, he said a dream. What he did is he followed it up with another song called Bang the Ukulele Daily. It's not as good.
Oh,
but
how could it be?
No, there you go. But yeah, he says it came out of a dream. Hey, dig it. He said it's also a, quote, tortured artist effect. Oh, come on. If I could make my living writing songs, I wouldn't think I'd be tortured. And the one you probably, every time we do one of these listing shows, I get it in my head that the audience is going, blah, and screaming something.
Okay, are they screaming?
Here it probably is. The number 9 Dream by John Lennon. Again, he said he had a dream, and in the dream came the line, "Ah, bakakawa puse puse," which is the chorus of number 9 Dream. And I have heard that, oh, it's Swahili. Oh, it's Indian. Oh, it's... Even John Lennon, Yoko Ono say, it means nothing. But man, it's got a nice rhythm to it.
Well, listen, go and watch the recording and you'll know words and syllables just came out of their mouth.
Right. There's a meter to music. There is a syllable that must be emphasized and such. And I'm going to read it again because I never seem to get it right. Ah, bakakawa, puse, puse, P-O-U-S-S-E, puse, puse. Trying to say it so it isn't that other word. Here goes. Number 9, Dream on Rock School. Okay, coming into the first break, it's the end of the world, and we know it, right?
Maybe.
According to this, Michael Stipe says he had a dream one night when he was 19. He went to a party. All the attendees had the initials LB. Leonid Brezhnev, Leonard Bernstein, Lenny Bruce, Lester Bangs. I love the story. It sounds like BS to me.
Oh, yeah?
But there you go. You know, there's a cow. It's walking, or a bull. It's walking this way, and it drops something. That's what it sounds like to me. But, hey, I could be 100% wrong. Look, lucid dreaming. When you search this online, there are a lot of websites that say, look, yeah, you can write music in your dreams. It's called lucid dreaming. Here it is. Knowing you're in a dream while you're in a dream. And people who are very good at lucid dreaming are able to control it. If you go online and simply search lucid dreaming, it really is fascinating. I went down this blue pill, red pill rabbit hole, and it talks about all these different things. If you indeed write something in your sleep or write something as you're going to sleep, it's called hypnagogia. H-Y-P-N-A-G-O-G-I, hypnagogia. It's the hallucination of visual sounds and other senses in the state of just going to sleep.
Hmm.
It is said once you arrive, well, according to these articles, once you arrive in REM, rapid eye move, and that's the deepest sleep, you're not going to remember any of that. It's the stuff getting you to REM and coming up out of REM. A couple of dreams. There was a website that said, have you ever written anything or done music things in your dreams? And people wrote back. And the one thing I saw about 6 times is they had met Chopin.
Really?
You know, I don't know why. But come on. Chopin did not come back from the afterworld and go, hey, I'm Chopin. You know, come on. It didn't happen. The concern with a dream, and this is what a lot of people said, If you think of something as you are going to sleep, you had better get up, write it down, or record it, because you are not going to remember it the next day. I can come up with about 10 different examples of that. I'm sure you can as well.
Oh, yeah.
Where you know for a fact you thought of something, but couldn't. So the idea is to have something near your bed, a pad of paper, a recording device, and you have to record it or you won't get it. Why? Because your dreams are basically your brain shutting down and all the capacitors discharging all their little bits of information. That's why when you shut down a Wi-Fi or an anything and it says, wait 60 seconds, you're waiting for all the capacitors to discharge their electricity so it comes back to a dead machine when you plug it back in. That's really what a dream is. However, one woman said that she wrote 5 or 6 songs using her college roommate's sleep talking.
Oh,
the guy nice. I went to college with, Mark.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Slept in his sleep, or talked in his sleep.
What did he say?
I would just dumb stuff. He would go like, Brian. And I'd go, yeah, this is Brian. Brian. What does Brian think of this? I would just talk
to
this
terrible
guy in his sleep. So who is listening to us?
KPVL, Decorah, Iowa.
Brilliant. Back in a minute here on Rock School. We're running way late on the show, so here's some very quick ones. Jonathan Cain stated the melody for Faithfully came to him in a dream. Iron Maiden's song, The Number of the Beast. Steve Harris said after watching the 1978 horror movie Damien Omen 2, he came up with the whole thing. Now, this next one is not a technical dream, but Neil Young said he wrote Cowgirl in the Sand, Down by the River, and Cinnamon Girl while he was sick with the flu, running a 102-degree fever. I've been there. It's hideous.
Makes sense.
I also don't know that I was very creative. Interestingly enough, Joe Satriani said he had the flu. He was seeing dead relatives. And he wrote The Satch Boogie.
Really?
Okay. Here's The Satch Boogie on Rock School. Coming into the bottom of the hour, I mean super late, classical composer, a guy named Tartini, said he had a dream that devil appeared to him. Fine. The devil said, I am the devil. And Tartini said, prove it. And the devil said, I don't know that this is true, but the devil said, what, the canned ham thing, the horns and the tail and the hooves don't do it?
Tartini. Boo, hiss, yeah. hiss, boo.
Boo, hiss. And the fact that I'm completely red, Tartini gave the devil his violin. As you do.
Always.
And he played what was the Devil's Sonata and then said to Tartini, if anybody plays this exactly like I do, they would be the Devil's minion forever. Of course, what did Tartini do? Get up and wrote it down. You idiot.
Yeah. Now we're all in trouble.
All right, let's do 7 days and 70 seconds. Here be the dates, May 6th all the way through May 12th. You got Monday, Tammy. Do it.
May 6th, 1969, Keith Richards sings a guitar riff into his cassette recorder and then falls asleep. The riff will become Satisfaction.
May 7, 2007, Sammy Hagar sells an 80% stake in his Cabo Wabo tequila company to Grupo Campari for $80 million.
Whoa. May 8, 1970, the Beatles released their final studio album, Let It Be.
May 9, 1987, the Grateful Dead shoot their first music video. It's for the song Touch of Grey.
May 10, 2018, Spotify removes R. Kelly from playlist as part of a new policy against hate content and hateful conduct. The decision will be overturned in 2 weeks.
By the way, if that interests you, next week, the show will be all about that.
Whoa.
May 11th, 1968, the Rolling Stone review of Electric Flag's album Long Time Coming uses the phrase heavy metal for the first time in print. May 12th, 1963, Bob Dylan refuses to appear on The Ed Sullivan Show because they won't let him play Talkin' John Birch Society Blues. We're behind time. Let me give you a quick one. We'll play it. It's not rock. It's country. Marty Robbins, Devil Woman, was inspired by a reoccurring nightmare that he had been having. They say if you have an earworm, don't kind of force yourself. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. No. If you have an earworm, for the sake of argument, let's say it's ABBA's Waterloo.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on 6-7 times. It'll be gone.
Really?
You'll chase it away.
No.
Or so they say. Here's Marty Robbins on Rock School.
I told Mary about us. I told her about our great sin. Mary cried and forgave me. And Mary took me back again. Said if I wanted my freedom, I could be free evermore. But I don't want to be. And I don't want to see Mary cry anymore. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Never again will I ever cause another tear to fall. Down the beach I see what belongs to me, the one I want most of all. Oh, devil woman, don't follow me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I'm going back home.
Coming into the second break, John Phillips, California Dreaming. All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray. Papa John said he came up with that when he was in the subconscious realm. Now, you can interpret that as dreaming if you wish, but he was also a drug addict, so goodness only knows what that actually was. Johnny Cash's When the Man Comes Around. There's two stories with Johnny Cash. He stated that the idea to add mariachi horns to Ring of Fire, that da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, came from him in a dream. In another dream, he said that Queen Elizabeth told him that he was like a thorn bush caught in a whirlwind. Hey, look, if you're going to dream about women, I don't know about you other guys, but Queen Elizabeth, yeah, high up there. Yeah. He said he had no idea what the words meant till he figured them out. It was from the Book of Revelations. He put it together and he wrote, "When the man comes around."
Nice.
Huey Newton by St. Vincent. She said she was using, let me get here, what was it? She was using a strong sedative to be taken to relieve jet lag. What's the big sleeping pill people are taking?
Ambien.
Today? Ambien. I have heard that Ambien, I've taken it once. You gave it to me to sleep through a jet flight.
Mm-hmm.
I've never taken it since because I hated the way it made me feel.
Right.
But I have heard people, even Roseanne Barr states that her racist rant was from
Ambien induced.
Look, nothing comes out of you unless it's part of you.
Right.
Okay.
What?
You know, come on. You know, you're not going to give me Ambien. All of a sudden, I'm going to explain to you quantum physics. If it's part of you, you'll say it. But the idea of this, I have heard that it's the most wonderful flu you've ever had. You're just, you know, that feeling where you're sick as heck, but you're about to go to sleep and
yes,
all of that?
Yeah. Yes.
According to St. Vincent, she had taken something, and Black Panther founder Huey Newton appeared to her in a dream. Once again, you know, men, listen to me. You start dreaming about a woman, Queen Elizabeth.
That's right.
Ladies, you start dreaming about a man, Black Panther founder Huey Newton. I almost said Huey Lewis. Give you one more here. Interlude by The Killers. According to their main guy, Brandon Flowers, he had a dream about Kurt Cobain sitting on a ship and was singing the melody to Interlude.
Whoa.
Hey, man.
Whoa.
Why not? Why not? What are you going to do? What do I want to do here? Florence and the Machine, she said she was sleeping in a camper in Germany. As you do.
Right.
As you do. Had a dream about her late grandmother who was giving her life advice. She said in the dream she was crying on her knees, holding on to her grandmother's knee and calf. She said, I was extremely emotional, woke up crying, and was inspired by that experience with something that her grandmother said in the dream, only if for a night.
Wow.
Okay.
I buy that.
I've never had a dream that rock and roll. I have two reoccurring dreams.
Mm-hmm.
One is that I'm falling.
Yeah.
And I hadn't had one in a while. But the other one, that's not true. I have a third one. The second one is where I'm going through a house I know very well.
Uh-huh.
And I find a secret room.
Oh, nice.
What's interesting is every secret room usually has furniture, so it ain't that secret.
Okay.
The third one.
Sears found it.
Do you know the theme or the dream where you're a student and you have not attended a class all semester long? You haven't done anything and the finals coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I have had the professor equal to that dream.
Ooh, what does that look like?
30 times. I'm telling you, it's been that many times.
Okay, what does it look like?
What it is I'm standing before a class teaching a topic I know nothing about.
Are you naked?
I'm not naked, thank God. But who knows? Maybe it's an anatomy class. But... what I normally do, I don't have a syllabus, I don't have anything, and the students are firing questions at me. Well, are we going to have tests in this class? And in the dream, this is the truth, in the dream I'm saying things like, well, what do you think?
Whoa.
I'm throwing it back to them because I know in my heart of hearts, I don't know what the heck I'm talking about.
I love it.
It's a great dream. Who's listening to us?
KSCL, Shreveport, Louisiana.
Brilliant. Back in a minute here in Rock School. Coming out of the break, let me give you a couple that aren't true. There is a urban myth that Bon Scott wrote the lyrics to Back in Black and came to Brian Johnson in a dream. Brian Johnson said, I don't know where it came from, but it's absolutely not true. I wrote those lyrics. And Steven Tyler supposedly has said that the song Dream On came to him in a dream. That also. I mean, I've gone to 30 websites.
Right.
That seems too perfect, and too perfect means it might have come from crap. And I think that's where it came from. So there you go. And here's one that is absolutely true. Billy Joel. Billy Joel woke up singing the title track of his 1993 album, and it wouldn't get out of his head. So he started working on the song, and it became The River of Dreams from 1993. Here's William Joel on Rock School. On the Rock School show, Lady Gaga claims that some of her best melodies and topics have come when she was just about to drift off to sleep. She says she sometimes in the middle of the night pops awake, records it, and sends it to her producers, and then she falls asleep. That's the way to do it. If you get something like that, record it. Keith Richards taught us all of that. Sting, Dream of the Blue Turtles. It's, I believe, his first. It is, because the second album was, it's his first solo album. Quote, had a dream. I was back home in Hampshire, looking out the window into this big walled-in garden, and suddenly, out of a hole in the wall, came these large, macho, aggressive, and quite drunk blue turtles. Man, you're too smart and too well-read for your own good.
Right,
and
right.
It was called The Dream of the Blue Turtles. Spiral Architect, Black Sabbath bassist Geezer Butler said he woke up, was basically taking dictation. I've heard that a lot, that I'm taking dictation from God.
Yeah.
Okay, great, because God loves Black Sabbath, sure.
Ah!
Peter Gabriel, he said that much of the album The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway came to him in a dream.
Nice.
Dig it. I think that's a good thing. Wonderful. Tommy James stated that the phrase crimson and clover came to him in a dream. Because it's one of those where you've, I don't know if you have, but you listen to it and you go, crimson and clover? Why do those two go together other than they're, you know, somewhat a C and a C, crimson and clover? But yeah, he said it came in a dream. And by the way, the better version of it is by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. So, all right, we're done. That's all I had for you. Sort of a Rock School update, something we did all the way back in 2016. How many years ago has that been? 74? I think I'm right about that. So that wraps up the show. I'm Joe Burns. You are?
Tammy Burns.
The end. We will end with Mama Cass. Dream a little dream of me. Now you're going to think about me when you're going to sleep tonight, aren't you? Huh? Well, you and thousands of other women. Class is dismissed.
And now to sing this lovely ballad, here is Mama Cass.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty-night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. Why?